Lesson 5. Outcomes. Describe the process of attacking a vehicle fire. Vehicle fires. Fires in passenger vehicles are among the most common types of fires to which you will be called. These fires may result from a collision, a malfunction of the vehicle's propulsion system, or an intentional act. You should wear full PPE, including SCBA, when combating vehicle fires, Figure 14.31. Vehicle fires generate a wide variety of toxic and non-toxic smoke and vapors. Until the atmosphere is tested, you must treat the incident with the same care you treat a structure fire. Fire protection at vehicle fires can range from someone with a portable fire extinguisher to a crew of firefighters with fully charged hose lines. Personnel must always follow local protocols. It is recommended that at least two firefighters equipped with full PPE, including SCBA, have at least 1 11/2 inch, 38 millimeters, charged and ready for use hose line, Figure 14.32. Modern vehicles use a variety of power sources, sometimes in combination. Gasoline. Diesel. Electricity. Compressed or liquefied natural gas, CNG or LNG. Hybrids, fuel and electricity. Biofuels. Hydrogen. Vehicle scene safety. Vehicle scene safety. The five S's, secure safety, save, source, stabilize. Secure the scene. Determine traffic diversion needs. Follow DOT or local guidelines for traffic management. Safety zone. Establish a safe working area around the incident. Focus on protecting responders from vehicular traffic. Save and extinguish. Prioritize saving occupants and extinguishing any fire. Identify if victims need extrication and if the vehicle is on fire or leaking fuel. Source isolation. Identify the type of fuel. Isolate the vehicle from ignition sources or eliminate them. Stabilize and control. Stabilize the vehicle if possible. Manage downed power lines and other hazards. The first action upon arrival at a vehicle accident is to decide if the incident scene will necessitate traffic being diverted and request assistance. Follow the U.S. Department of Transportation, DOT, or provincial/territorial emergency responders' traffic management guidelines for protecting the scene from vehicular traffic in order to establish a safe working zone around the incident as described in Chapter 1, Introduction to the Fire Service and Firefighter Safety. Once scene safety is established, focus on saving the vehicle occupants and extinguishing the fire. Determine if there are victims in the vehicle and if they require extrication. Determine if the vehicle is on fire or leaking fuel. Confirm the type of fuel and select the appropriate extinguishing agent. Before attacking the fire or commencing with extrication, isolate the vehicle from any ignition sources or eliminate the ignition source. Next, stabilize the vehicle, if safely possible. Control any downed power lines, and address any additional hazards. Avoiding common injuries at vehicle scenes. When approaching the vehicle, avoid components that are under constant pressure such as bumpers and sometimes hoods and trunk lids. These components incorporate hydraulic or pneumatic struts intended to absorb the shock of minor collisions. If the fire heats these struts, they can explode and catapult the bumper, Figure 14.33. Likewise, the struts used to support the engine hood and trunk lid can also be launched from the vehicle with tremendous force. Anyone standing in the travel path could be injured or killed. Controlling fuel leaks. Fuel may be found leaking from the tank or from fuel lines. This fuel can add to the risk of fire or intensify a burning fire. Controlling fuel leaks can be accomplished in various ways. Broken fuel line may be crimped with pliers. Plugged with rubber, plastic, or wooden plugs. Broken or punctured fuel tanks may be plugged with rubber, plastic, or wooden plugs. Sealed with a fuel-resistant sealing compound. Selecting hose streams for vehicle fires. In most passenger vehicle fires, 1 or 2 11/2 or 13/4 inch, 38 millimeters to 45 millimeters, handlines can extinguish an automobile fire. For large vehicles, such as tractor trailers, larger handlines, 2:1/2 or 3-inch, 65mm or 77mm, may be necessary. It may be necessary to use defensive firefighting techniques such as deploying unstaffed master steam devices and isolating and denying entry to the area. Maintaining flash fire protection. To counteract the risk of a fire starting at an automobile accident, firefighters should provide flash fire protection to protect victims and rescuers. Some jurisdictions require at least 2 personnel on scene in full PPE and SCBA equipped with a charged hose line, figure 14.34. Other jurisdictions require 1 or 2 personnel in full PPE and SCBA equipped with fire extinguishers. The firefighters should monitor the scene for any indication of fire and be prepared to extinguish one. Vehicle fire attack. The basic procedures for attacking a fire in a vehicle are as follows. Position a hose line between the burning vehicle and any exposures. Position for attack uphill of the fire to avoid standing in the path of leaking fuels running downhill. Attack the fire at a 45-degree angle from the side of the vehicle to avoid the potential for injuries from exploding hydraulic or pneumatic struts, figure 14.35. Extinguish any fire near the vehicle occupants first. Issue an all clear when all occupants get out of the vehicle. Extinguish any ground fire around or under the vehicle. Extinguish any fire remaining in or around the vehicle. A backup hose line should be deployed as quickly as possible. Portable fire extinguishers can extinguish some fires in the vehicle's engine compartment or electrical system and some alternative fuel types. The steps for attacking a passenger vehicle fire are in Skill Sheet 14-7. Apply water to cool combustible metal components that are exposed to fire. If combustible metal components become involved, apply large amounts of water to protect adjacent combustibles while applying Class D extinguishing agent to the burning metal. Some vehicles may contain extraordinary hazards requiring you to isolate the area and request the assistance of a hazardous materials team. Extraordinary hazards include the following. Large capacity saddle fuel tanks. Alternative fuel tanks. Pressurized natural gas tanks. Hazardous materials. Once the fire has been controlled, conduct overhaul as quickly as possible to check for extension and hidden fires. Other overhaul considerations include disconnecting the battery, securing airbags, and cooling fuel tanks and any intact, sealed components. Be aware that airbags can deploy from, figure 14.36. Steering wheel. Dashboard. Area above the doors. Vehicle doors. Fires that originate in certain compartments of a vehicle require special tactics or skills. The sections that follow highlight some of these special fire attack situations. Engine or trunk compartment fires. If a fire is isolated to the trunk or engine compartment, you will need to gain access in order to extinguish the fire. To gain access to the engine compartment or trunk, first try conventional methods such as the release lever or button near the driver's seat. If these methods do not work, then use forcible entry methods similar to those listed in Chapter 9, Forcible Entry. Before attempting forcible entry, cool the front and rear bumper struts to prevent accidental activation from heat exposure. Forcing entry into the engine compartment or trunk can be accomplished with manual or power tools. Once the trunk is open, direct the hose stream into the space until the fire is extinguished. You may need to use a variety of methods to access the hood or trunk, such as pry the hood or trunk free with a halogen or crowbar, figure 14.37. Remove the metal around the key or latch. Attack from the side with an axe and lever the hood or trunk open. Direct hose streams under the car. Use a piercing nozzle to pierce the hood or trunk. In many engine compartment fires, the fire can be controlled before the hood can be opened using one of these methods. Direct a hose stream through the grill or air scoop. Drive a piercing nozzle through the hood, fenders, or wheel wells. This is not a safe tactic for hybrid or electric vehicles. Make or cut an opening large enough for a hose stream to be introduced. Use a pry tool to create an opening between the hood and the fender, and then direct a straight stream or narrow fog stream in the opening. Passenger compartment fires. When attacking a fire in the passenger compartment, Use the appropriate nozzle and pattern for the situation. Attempt to open the door, but if it is locked, the driver may have the key. If normal entry is not possible, break a window and attack the fire with a medium fog pattern. Undercarriage fires. The following three methods can be used for fires in the undercarriage, figure 14.38. If there is a hazard in getting close to the vehicle, use a straight stream from a distance to reach under the vehicle. If the vehicle is on a hard surface such as concrete or asphalt, direct the stream downward and allow the water to deflect up toward the underside of the vehicle. Open the hood and direct the stream through the engine compartment. Alternative fuel vehicles. Alternative fuels create different risks to emergency responders. Table 14.1 shows the flammability and other hazards associated with alternative fuels. The information in the table is drawn from various manufacturers' safety data sheets, SDS. Visual indicators on vehicles such as vehicle or fuel logos may indicate the presence of alternative fuels. Most car manufacturers provide emergency response guides for their vehicles that include emergency response procedures, notices, cautions, warnings, and dangers. These guides can provide information that will enhance safety at the scene. Alternative fuels currently include natural gas, CNG and LNG, liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, electric or hybrid electric, ethanol/methanol, biodiesel, hydrogen. Note, there is no national requirement in Canada or the United States for markings to indicate the type of fuel used to power cars, trucks, and buses. As a result, you may have no idea about a vehicle's fuel source. Some states/provinces may regulate markings. Natural gas vehicle fuel, CNG and LNG. Natural gas is used in vehicles in the form of compressed natural gas, CNG, and liquefied natural gas, LNG. Government agencies and taxicab, utility, refuse, and mass transit bus companies are most likely to use CNG or LNG vehicles. A CNG or LNG diamond logo may be affixed to the front and rear of the vehicle, figure 14.39. Fuel tanks are usually located in the trunk area, under side panels or in the open bed of pickup trucks. CNG and LNG tanks can rupture if exposed to fire, resulting in an explosion. A pressure relief device and vent and a fuel shutoff valve may be located in the wheel well with a placard nearby. CNG is stored under high pressure. Tactics for fires or leaks involving CNG vehicles include the following. If no fire is visible, use a gas detector to locate leaks. Locate shutoff valves. Eliminate any ignition sources. Stay clear of any detected vapor clouds. If fire is visible, allow fuel to burn itself out. Use water or foam to extinguish if necessary. Cool the container from a safe distance. Avoid contact with high-velocity jet of escaping gas. LNG is stored in a liquid state by cooling to -260°F, -162°C in double-walled, vacuum-insulated pressure tanks. It is lighter than water and has a vapor cloud that is heavier than air. Frost on the fuel tank exterior indicates tank failure. If there is no fire or leak, stabilize the vehicle. Set the emergency brake or chock the tires. Turn off the ignition. Shut off the gas cylinder valve handle. Tactics and guidelines for fires or leaks involving LNG include the following. Avoid contact with LNG. Stay clear of vapor clouds identified. Shut off the ignition to stop the fuel flow to a leak or fire. Use Purple K dry chemical agent or high expansion foam on the surface of the fuel. Use sand or dirt to prevent LNG from entering storm drains. LPG vehicle fuel. Liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, vehicles known as propane, third most common fuel type, may be marked with a logo. Liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, also known as propane, is the third most common vehicle fuel type after gasoline and diesel and is safer than gasoline. An LPG vehicle may be marked with a logo. Liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, vehicles. Known as propane. Third most common fuel type. May be marked with a logo. The following tactics should be used at incidents involving LPG vehicles. Use gas detectors to determine leaks and isolate leaks from ignition sources. Allow the fire, if present, to self-extinguish. Use foam or water when necessary for extinguishment. Direct hose streams at the top of the LPG tank to provide adequate cooling or high expansion foam on the surface of the fuel. Stay clear of any identified vapor clouds. Electric or hybrid electric. Electric or hybrid electric vehicles should have certain visible indicators such as the vehicle name, logo, charging port on a side or the front of vehicle, and a distinctive profile. Batteries may be located in the engine compartment, trunk area, or under the vehicle, figure 14.40. When the engine is running, there may not be any noise. Most electric and hybrid electric vehicles also contain a 12-volt battery system with separate battery and wiring harness. If no fire is visible, secure the vehicle, chalk wheels, turn off the ignition, and remove the key. If smoke is visible, wear full PPE and SCBA because the fumes are toxic until air monitoring indicates that the atmosphere is clear. Do not approach the vehicle if it is on fire or there is arcing under the hood. Establish scene security and protect exposures. Avoid contact with all fluids because they may include battery acid that can cause injuries. Electric vehicles run solely on electricity stored in batteries that must be recharged periodically. There are many types, designs, and locations of vehicle battery packs, figure 14.41. Use inertia switches and pilot circuits to shut off a high-voltage system. It will take approximately 5 minutes for energy in the system to dissipate. Do not cut orange high-voltage cables because electrocution is possible. Blue and yellow color-coded cables also present an electrocution hazard although they do not carry high voltage. Wear full PPE. Use insulated tools, water or foam to extinguish, and specific recommended extinguishing agent for battery pack fires. Hybrid vehicles combine battery-powered electrical systems with gasoline, diesel, biodiesel, and natural gas to run the engine. Some hybrid vehicles use a roof-mounted photovoltaic solar panel as a power source. Shut off power with the ignition or power switch and remove the ignition key. For vehicles with keyless, push-button starts, locate keyring remote and move it 20 feet, 6 meters, or more away from the vehicle to make sure that the vehicle doesn't turn on. Water is the recommended extinguishing agent, although specific agents or tactics may be required for specific fuels or battery types. Ethanol/methanol. Ethanol and methanol are gasoline blends. They are water-soluble, electrically conductive, clear liquids that have a slight gasoline odor. Ethanol and methanol use the same fuel tanks as conventional gasoline engines. The vehicle may not have a visible logo. If no fire is visible or leak is detected, secure the vehicle, chalk the tires, and turn off the ignition. If a fuel leak is suspected, use caution and approach in full PPE and SCBA, with hose lines deployed and charged. If the vehicle is leaking or on fire, establish a control zone and request a hazardous materials response team. Biodiesel. Biodiesel is a blend of liquids made from natural plants and diesel. It is a yellow liquid with the odor of cooking oil that is non-toxic, biodegradable, and sulfur-free. It is slightly lighter than water and has a flash point 266 degrees Fahrenheit 130 degrees Celsius spray, or foam to extinguish. Biodiesel is used in vehicles designed for diesel fuel, and no logo is required. If there is a fuel leak, control the leak per local SOPs and request a hazardous materials team. If the vehicle is on fire, use dry chemical, CO2, water fog spray, or foam, to extinguish. Hydrogen. Hydrogen-fueled vehicles are in use in some areas of North America, though most are still in the concept stage. Hydrogen is colorless, odorless, non-toxic, and energy efficient. According to NFPA 325, It has an ignition temperature of 932 degrees Fahrenheit 500 degrees Celsius with a flammability range between 4% and 75%. Because the flame is invisible during the day, you should use a TI to see the flame. Vehicles are marked with a manufacturer's logo, and the vented fuel cell is in the trunk. Tactics for a leak and a fire include shutting off the ignition, isolating the fuel from ignition sources, and chocking the wheels. Do not extinguish the fire. Instead, protect the exposures and allow the fuel to burn off. If extrication is required, do not cut C-posts which contain the vents.